The news from ABC is sponsored by Richland Locker, a third-generation business with the best variety of fresh meat cuts and sausages, by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center, the perfect spot for a delicious lunch today, and by Care and Rehab Boscobel, committed to providing an environment in which all people are treated with kindness, dignity, and respect, no matter their physical impairment or mental condition. It's 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Speaker of the House Mike Johnson said that President Trump's decision to pardon about 1,500 people in connection with the January 6th Capitol riot was about redemption and second chances. Asked last night about pardoning those who had committed acts of violence against police, the president said,
"These people have already served years in prison, and they've served them viciously. It's a disgusting prison. It's been horrible. It's inhumane. It's been a terrible, terrible thing."
Full impacts of his executive orders becoming clear today. The State Department says all refugee arrivals are suspended until further notice, and all federal diversity, equity, and inclusion employees must be placed on paid administrative leave today. The southern U.S. dealing with historic winter weather. Snowfall set records in parts of the Gulf Coast. Over 7.5 inches fell in Pensacola Beach, Florida. This is ABC News. The first group of female hostages released under the Israel-Hamas ceasefire remain hospitalized. They're also revealing grim details from their captivity.
Disturbing details emerging from the three Israeli female hostages released by Hamas Sunday as part of the Gaza ceasefire deal. The young women telling their families they were held in underground tunnels for most of their 471 days in captivity, rarely seeing sunlight. They lived with terror. Sometimes they were held together, sometimes separated. One of the former hostages says she underwent surgery with no anesthesia. Jordana Miller, ABC News, Jerusalem.
Four more female hostages are due to be released Saturday in exchange for Palestinian prisoners. Automaker Stellantis announced it's bringing back some classic America models in a bid to jumpstart sales. Jeep's reviving its Cherokee-sized SUV. Dodge bringing back the gas engine version of its Charger. I'm Brian Clark, ABC.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always.
Hi, this is Michelle, Director of Nursing at Care and Rehab Boscobel. I understand the importance of quality care and resident satisfaction. And with our unique connection to the local hospital, we can offer specialty services without leaving the building.
This is Jessie, Social Services Director. If you have any questions related to short-term rehab or long-term care, call 375-6342.
This is Lana, the Administrator. If you're interested in a rewarding position, we would love to hear from you. Check us out on our Facebook page, Care and Rehab Boscobel, a family company.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker, coming to you live from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. Wednesday. It's pulled pork taco day. Stop in today for a fresh pulled taco. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny. Our current hours are Wednesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Saturday, 8 to 2 p.m.
When you want the best tasting, freshest meat for your family's dinner table, there's only one choice, the Richland Locker. Along with a tempting selection of the display case, the locker cuts to order locally raised beef by the whole, half, or quarter, and hogs by the whole or half for an economical way to fill your freezer with high quality meat that will last for months. You'll see and taste the difference. The Richland Locker on South Main Street, Richland Center, your local meat market since 1939. Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Schmidt-Wooden Hills, WCCU Credit Union, Gokenauer Insurance, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Advanced Contracting Solutions, Kendall Lube Express, Center Pharmacy, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, The Creative Outlet, Allied Ready Mix, PMI Windows, TC Auto Works, Southwest Technical College, D&T Pump and Well Service, Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, Kickapoo Creekside, and Court and Main Furniture and Mattress.
Good afternoon. It is a snowy 19 degrees in Richland Center at 12:06. Our forecast calls for mainly cloudy and milder conditions, scattered light snow or flurries, a high of 24. Tonight, flurries possible early, partial clearing and rather cool with a low of 5. And tomorrow, sunny to partly cloudy and chilly with a high of 16. In Richland Center, after a low this morning of 0, it's 19 degrees.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Becoming a member of WCCU Credit Union is easier than ever. With our robust and secure online banking, you can open your account from anywhere, anytime. Simply visit us at wccucreditunion.coop and select Join Us. Confirm your eligibility and choose the accounts you'd like to open. Already have a WCCU account but want to add a checking, savings, or apply for a loan? You can do that online, too. To compare our rates, services, and even open up accounts, visit us today at wccucreditunion.coop. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you
Changing oil is important for any vehicle. It doesn't have to be labor-intensive and time-consuming. Kendall Lube Express, Highway 14 Richland Center, is the handy stop for quality oil changes and more. Open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. No appointment needed. Professional, friendly, stay-in-your-car service. Take care of your vehicle with regular oil changes at Kendall Lube Express, Highway 14 East Richland Center. Quick and easy service to keep your car running at top performance.
Are you looking for a local concrete contractor you can trust? It's a pleasure to recommend Advanced Contracting Solutions. Bailey and his team can handle any project from concrete foundations to flat work to retaining walls and everything in between, including snow plowing for commercial or residential. You can trust accurate estimates and excellent workmanship, which makes happy repeat customers. Give Bailey a call today at 475-3973 and discuss your projects. Advanced Contracting Solutions is booking projects for 2025. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center, 475-3973.
It's currently a snowy 19 degrees in Richland Center. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. We do have a couple of cancellations to report. The Richland Community Food Pantry distribution at the Lighthouse Chapel today has been canceled due to a water main break. and Willow Valley United Methodist Church has canceled gig for tonight. Susan Crawford currently serves as a Dane County Circuit Judge and is running to replace the retiring Ann Walsh Bradley on the state Supreme Court. Both were recently in Richland Center campaigning. In her meet and greet, Judge Crawford emphasized that the state Supreme Court race is not about politics, but the law and rights of Wisconsin citizens.
Judges and justices on the Supreme Court are supposed to keep an open mind until the cases are ready for decision. They don't have an agenda. They're not supposed to be advancing some kind of a policy platform. They should be committed to being fair and impartial and applying the law and protecting everybody's rights under our Constitution. That's what I'm trying to do. And my opponent, Brad Schimmel, is running this race as if it was a partisan race, telling how he would decide cases that are pending before the Supreme Court. I think that's the wrong way to go about it, and I hope that voters will see through that and understand that what's important for them and to protect their rights is to put justices on the Supreme Court who are going to be fair and impartial and apply the law.
The 2024 word of the year was polarization. I asked Crawford how you get past that in the courts.
We don't get it by putting partisan politicians on the Supreme Court. I can tell you that much. If you see, you know, how Brad Schimmel is campaigning, he's trying to use that divisiveness and that us versus them mentality, you know, red versus blue, conservatives versus liberals. And what we really need on our Wisconsin Supreme Court is seven justices who are dedicated to doing justice, protecting the rights of all Wisconsinites, and upholding our law and Constitution. So I want to be on the Supreme Court to help to advance that goal for Wisconsin.
She said if elected, she would remain independent on the court.
I don't expect to always agree with any of the other justices on the Supreme Court, but what I am pledging to do is to hear everybody out. And I think that's an important part of the process, to listen to what my colleagues have to say, to respect their opinions. And then, you know, if I disagree, if I'm on the other side of the majority in a case, there's a whole process called a dissent where you can respectfully explain how you would interpret the law. And that's how I would do it.
Susan Crawford and former Wisconsin Attorney General Brad Schimmel are both vying for the soon-to-be-vacant seat on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. The election will be held April 1st, with the winner to be seated following the retirement of Supreme Court Justice Ann Walsh Bradley. Richland County Board of Supervisor Chair Dave Turk began last night's board meeting with a moment of silence in the memory of Board Supervisor for District 3, Marty Brewer, who died last week. The board then passed a resolution of condolence to the family. Marty Brewer served Richland County as a county board supervisor from April 15, 2014 through April 19, 2020, county board chair from April 20, 2020 through April 16, 2024, and county board supervisor from April 16, 2024 until his death on January 16th. Interim County Administrator Derek Kalish reported that the search is ongoing for a new administrator and finance director. The wage study is also in the final stages. Kalish and Interim Assistant County Administrator Josh Elder gave an update on the radio tower project. After meeting with the project officials, it was reported the project is 65 to 70% complete and should be finished sometime in August. A contract for a water reservoir study with Delta 3 for Pine Valley Community Village was approved. The DNR is requiring Pine Valley to repair the water reservoir. As there is rebar showing inside the tank, conduit needs repaired, and isolation values need to be replaced. The cost for this study is $15,500, and it is in two phases to be paid for by the Pine Valley Capital Improvement Fund. It was noted that this reservoir supplies the drinking water to Pine Valley, but continues to pass testing and is safe to drink. Richland County Health and Human Services has created two new positions in their budget. One position is in the Behavioral Health Unit and is for a recovery services coordinator who would be tasked with providing services to those seeking recovery services for AODA issues. Grant funding is available that would fund the position and would only continue if grant funding is sustained. The second position is for the Economic Support Unit of Health and Human Services, which has 12 economic support specialists. But there is a need for additional supervision of the unit beyond what the manager is able to do. With the elimination of a worker, the creation of the economic support supervisor would fund the position and provide an additional level of support and supervision to the workers without the need for additional levy. The Richland County Board of Supervisors approved the job descriptions for an economic support supervisor and a recovery services coordinator. Also passed by the Richland County Board of Supervisors last night were provider contracts for 2025 for Health and Human Services with Diane's AFH of Arena for $135,000 to provide adult family home services for comprehensive community services consumers being served by the behavioral health units. With Haley Schneider of La Crosse for $140,000 to provide medication management and individual outpatient services for consumers being served by the Behavioral Health Services Unit. With You Are Enough Counseling LLC of Avoca for $125,000 to provide psychotherapy, recovery planning, individual skills development, wellness management, and AODA services to comprehensive community services consumers being served by the Behavioral Health Services Unit, and with Driftless Counseling LLC of Viroqua for $1.5 million to provide psychotherapy, recovery planning, individual skills development, wellness management, and AODA services to comprehensive community services consumers being served by the Behavioral Health Services Unit. For opioid grant funding to the Richland County Sheriff's Office in the amount of $6,000 for prevention efforts, treatment, and recovery efforts, and to establish a DARE program for Ithaca schools. Fund transfers from the Simons Projects Fund, donations to the Simons operating budget in the amount of $1,400. To accept donations from the Simons Recreation Complex Foundation to the Simons Recreation Complex in the amount of $11,015. The 2025 Educator Contract and Memorandum of Understanding between Richland County and UW-Madison Division of Extension. And formal endorsements to both Laval Telephone Cooperative and Richland Grant Telephone Cooperative to apply for Wisconsin Public Service Commission's Broadband Equity Access and Development, or BEAD program. The Board of Supervisors also passed an ordinance adopting a comprehensive plan for 2024 to 2034 for Richland County. In other action, the Board voted to appoint Steve Caro to the Committee on Committees to fill the vacancy left by the resignation of Ken Renish. The Board also recognized the retirement of Kathy Dobbs for her 37 years of service to the Department of Health and Human Services. Wisconsin is joining a lawsuit challenging one of President Trump's many new executive orders, specifically the one that says the federal government will not recognize children born in America to parents who are here illegally as citizens. Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
President Donald Trump signed a flurry of executive orders on his first day in office, many of them focused on immigration. One of them says the federal government will no longer consider kids born on American soil citizens if their parents are here illegally. That order stands contrary to the 14th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, which was ratified in 1868 after the Civil War. It says all people born or naturalized in the U.S. are citizens. Now 20 states are filing a lawsuit in U.S. District Court in Massachusetts. Governor Tony Evers called Trump's order egregious and wrongheaded and said Wisconsin is joining the lawsuit to protect Americans' rights guaranteed in the Constitution. Attorney General Josh Call says the Constitution, federal law, and previous Supreme Court rulings are clear. People born here are citizens. America is one of at least 30 nations with birthright citizenship. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
It's currently a snowy 19 degrees in Richland Center at 1219. While it's been cold, it hasn't been record-setting. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects, and with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found new life. Kickapoo Creekside is one of Wisconsin's newest supper clubs. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and the perfect old-fashioned, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Kickapoo Creekside, 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m.
Contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center has achieved the prestigious 5-star rating from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. This rating is the highest possible and places RAMC among the elite. Only 8% of hospitals nationwide receive this distinction. The 5-star rating is based on 46 quality measures, including safety of care, patient experience, timely and effective care, and more. 5 stars indicates exceptional and consistent quality care right here in Reedsburg. RAMC Health.com.
It's 19 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:21. The last few days have been cold, but not quite record-breaking cold. Central Wisconsin spent nearly 4 days, or 96 hours, at below zero temperatures during the latest polar vortex, which is still well short of the modern-day record for that metric. According to data provided by WAOW-TV meteorologist Justin Lowe, the record is just under 7 days, set between January 30th and February 5th, 1996. Go back even further and you'll find that Wausau spent a whooping 2 weeks below zero in January of 1912, well before the advancement of modern HVAC infrastructure. Wisconsin residents are paying smaller and smaller portions of their income to taxes, but there's a double-edged sword as cities, towns, and counties can't keep up with inflation. Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson breaks it down.
Wisconsinites are paying the lowest tax burden in more than 50 years. That's according to new analysis from the nonpartisan Wisconsin Policy Forum. The tax burden is the ratio between our income and what we pay in taxes. In 2024, it was 9.6%. That's the lowest in Wisconsin since at least 1970. According to researchers, it's because the state's income is growing while lawmakers are making, quote, aggressive efforts, end quote, to keep taxes low. Overall, taxes paid to the state grew 1.6% in 2024. Meanwhile, local government taxes grew 2.7%. One category in that, gross local property taxes, grew by 4.6% last year. That's the most in at least 15 years. Revenue limits from state lawmakers have led to slower tax increases, but they've also created a situation where municipalities' revenue grows slower than inflation. That's a large part of what causes cities to propose referendums. It illustrates the larger trend here in Wisconsin. Residents may be paying less, but over time, their communities may raise taxes anyway locally to cover expenses. The state currently has a $4 billion surplus. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Wisconsin's minimum wage will remain at $7.25 per hour and $2.33 per hour for tipped workers as residents see neighboring states implement increased wage floors. With the start of the new year, neighboring Minnesota, Illinois, and Michigan have announced increases to their minimum wages, including tipped workers. In Wisconsin, however, the minimum wage has not increased since 2009. U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics data also shows the 2009 minimum wage change would be equivalent to nearly $11 today if it kept up with inflation. The Wisconsin Department of Revenue is reporting an increase in the amount of taxes and fees collected this December compared to previous years. According to their report, the state collected nearly $2.1 billion in general purpose taxes and fees this year, up from about $2 billion last December. The increase represents a nearly 2% bump over the previous December, and in total, the state collected over 5% more than it did the previous year, with $9.7 billion this year compared to $9.2 billion in 2023. Aspirus is Healthcare announces a $227 million hospital expansion in Wausau that will add more than 60 immediate care and observation beds along with expanded surgical and diagnostic space. In a prepared statement, CEO Matt Haywood said projects like this in rural areas are uncommon and that the expansion will position the hospital to provide better care for an aging population in central Wisconsin with added diagnostic tools. Haywood said the addition establishes Wausau as a regional base for other Aspirus facilities. About 18 months ago, Aspirus broke ground on an expansion to its emergency room, a project that should wrap up by the end of 2026. 11 Wisconsinites are being pardoned for taking part in the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. The action came as part of a package of pardons and executive orders issued by President Donald Trump after his inauguration. The convictions against them range from violent entry to the Capitol to felony disorderly conduct and bringing a dangerous weapon to the Capitol grounds. Trump is calling the pardons part of his Liberation Day and referred to the people convicted on charges related to January 6th as political hostages. As the end of January draws near, many consumers are already arranging future vacation plans. When making arrangements, be on the lookout for scammers. Michelle Reinen is with the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
We want people to use those best practices and keep them in mind when booking flights, lodging, and other travel plans. You might not be traveling yet, but you are looking ahead and making those reservations. So now's the time to be wary of vacation lodging scams. You know, these can be found on apps, social media, and other platforms that allow owners to rent out their houses and other lodging properties directly to consumers. And sometimes the property may not exist at all, so we need consumers to be cautious. Other times, the promotional photos can be misleading, leaving the consumer with poor quality lodging compared to what they believed they were going to be paying for.
When searching for lodging bargains, be sure to do your homework.
Perform an internet search for the property's name and address before you book, no matter the price that you have and no matter where you found that accommodation. And then try combining that word search with things like review, scam, complaint, and see if anything concerning is returned. That's just one step in doing your research.
When you do find a website or app with a good bargain, be cautious when you are given instructions.
If you are using a platform you're not accustomed to and don't have a lot of great experience with, if you are asked to move your conversation off of that platform and away from that platform, don't do it. Let that be a red flag for you. If you found a property on an app, contact the host only through the app, not through social media or text messages, because that's a sign of things not being guaranteed by the app's policies that the property may fall under. And of course, with all things, be cautious if you're asked to pay with cash, cryptocurrency, gift cards, wire transfer, or some other form of payment that's not reversible. Use that credit card to have the most security with that transaction that you can and something that's traceable and disputable.
Reinen says that you should make sure you get documentation about any policies from the establishment you are staying at.
You want to make sure that you obtain written records of any cancellation policy or any statements that they make. And if those can't be provided to you in writing, that needs to also be a concern. And understand what exactly is being reserved. Are you guaranteed a specific accommodation or is it not really a specific room being held for you? Is it a booking, a service or attraction? Are there additional terms and conditions that you need to look at?
Next week, Michelle Reinen will discuss what to be aware of when booking a flight for your vacation. If you suspect or are a victim of a scam, you can contact DATCAP's Consumer Protection Hotline by phone at 1-800-422-7128 or by email at datcphotline@wi.gov. Today's winner of $50 in the Crime Stoppers calendar raffle is Liam Troxell of Richland Center on ticket number 319. It's 19 degrees in Richland Center at 1229. Today's vital statistics are next.
This is Michael with Wirtz Plumbing and Heating. We service and repair all makes and models of furnaces and boilers. The maintenance on your furnace is just as important as servicing your vehicle. By staying on top of routine maintenance with a clean, well-adjusted heating system, you will save money, fuel, and prolong equipment life. Annual service can help acknowledge any early warning signs that your system may be malfunctioning. If your heating system is falling behind on efficiency, Armstrong Air's product family includes a smart, efficient solution for every home. The Pro Series from Armstrong Air takes control to a whole new level. More precise temperatures, more control throughout your home, more heat out of every dollar. Call today for more information or to schedule an appointment. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Highway 80 North, 647-6345.
Nothing is better than snuggling up at the end of a long work day with your favorite yarns. And at the Creative Outlet, we are running a 20% off sale. With yarns of different weights, fiber contents, and in a rainbow of colors, the Creative Outlet is the place you want to visit. This 20% off sale includes all in-stock yarns, needles, hooks, and patterns for both knitting and crocheting. I welcome you to visit us on Court Street or check out the Creative Outlet Facebook page to see photos of our current yarn supplies and more detailed information on this and other upcoming sales.
Experience the Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists difference. Expert repairs, exceptional service, and free loaners to keep you moving. Our reputation for quality and reliability is second to none, and our skilled technicians treat every car with care. Don't let car trouble slow you down. Visit Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists today, where trust and excellence meet the road. Come in on Elm Street in Boscobel and drive away with confidence. Otherwise, give us a call at 608-375-4434.
Hi, this is Kendra at Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
It's 19 snowy degrees on this Wednesday afternoon, the 22nd of January. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Stephen A. Aris, 75, of Boscobel, died Sunday. A private memorial service will be held Thursday at the Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel. Burial will be at a later date. A gathering celebration will be held Saturday beginning at noon at Homogen's in Mount Hope. Steve Aris is survived by his wife Susan, five children, Teresa and Jamie Brant of Fenimore, Amy and Matt Franklin of Muscadet, Brandy and Vern Dosh of Lone Rock, Jenny and Josh Cast of Richland Center, and Jeff and Tammy Johnson of Wazika. Special grandson Tate Kirschbaum of Boscobel, 12 grandchildren, 5 great-grandchildren, sister Linda Palmer of Cedar Rapids, special hunting buddy Stephen Syme of Boscobel, and Elaine Ma Bender of Boscobel, along with relatives and friends. Stephen A. Aris, 75, of Boscobel. Coletta Catherine Munns, 97, of Avoca and Highland, died Friday at Crest Ridge Assisted Living in Dodgeville. A funeral mass will be held Friday at noon at Saints Anthony and Philip Catholic Church, Highland. Burial will be in St. Anthony's Cemetery, Highland, following the mass. Friends may call at the church Friday from 9 until 11:45. In lieu of flowers, memorial contributions may be made to Saints Anthony and Philip Catholic Church or the Highland Fire Department, EMS. The McGuire-Peterson-Hauk Funeral Home is assisting the family. Coletta Munns is survived by five children, Joyce and Lyle Hatch of Middleton, Kathy and Steve Witsit of Verona, James and Lynn of Highland, Ruth and Tom Kalink of Madison, and Bruce and Debbie of Plymouth. 10 grandchildren, 11 great-grandchildren, 2 great-great-grandchildren. Sisters-in-law Mary Helen Mute of Dodgeville and Florence Munns of Milliford, Connecticut. Coletta Catherine Munns, 97, of Avoca, Highland. Jacob Gerald Crook, 24, of Muscadet, formerly of Richland Center, died Monday as the result of an automobile accident. A celebration of life will be held Sunday from 1 until 4 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to Oak Hooch Mountain Humane Society. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Jake Crook is survived by his mother, Amy Hoffman and Jim Hine, father, Jeff Crook and Tina Dull Crook, brothers, Jeff and Brianna Crook, Josh Crook and Brianna Krotzenberg, Kevin Hoffman, Jeremy and Desiree Crook, and Caleb Crook and Allison Sturba. Stepsisters, Destiny Dull and Tezra Crook, grandparents, Dolores and Pete Way, and Nancy and Joe Brokish, nephews and nieces, special friend Haley McNamer, and many friends. Jacob Crook, 24 of Muscadet, formerly of Richland Center. Robert F. Johnson, 70 of Sextonville, died Sunday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held at 1 o'clock Tuesday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Avoca Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Tuesday from 11 until the time of service at 1. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Robert Johnson is survived by his wife Melanie, daughter Stephanie Johnson of Richland Center, son Brandon Post of Muscadet, 2 grandchildren, 5 sisters, Connie and Richard Krause of Missouri, Sandy and Craig Walker of Florida, Linda and Mitchell Epstein of Florida, Pam Conley of Illinois, and Jackie of Wisconsin. Sister-in-law, Beverly Olson, brothers-in-law, James and Tony Olson, John and Karen Olson, Darvin Olson, and Damon and Virginia Olson. Also many other relatives, family, and friends. Robert F. Johnson, 70, of Sextonville. Bruce Tesmer, 73, of Richland Center, died Thursday at home following a 6-year battle with cancer. A Thanks for the Memories get-together will be held Wednesday, February 5th from 4 to 6 at the Old Oak Inn in Soldiers Grove. A Celebration of Life will be held Sunday, February 16th, beginning at 1, at the Branding Iron Roadhouse in Lime Ridge. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Bruce Tesmer is survived by his wife Mary Lou, 3 children, Chris and Anna Selheim of Hanover, Maryland, Eric and Jessica of Kyle, Texas, and Melanie of Richland Center, a brother, Tom and Rosie of Green Bay, sisters-in-law, Augie and Bill Records of Great Falls, Montana, and Ellen and Steve Lundstrom of Nashwauk, Minnesota, brother-in-law, Larry Olson of Stoughton, other relatives and friends. Bruce Tesmer, 73, of Richland Center.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be, too? At the Gokenauer Agency, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff. For Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, they'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
Experience a different way of living at Court & Main Furniture & Mattress. Hi, this is Andrea. Every room in your home has a function, and the right kind of furniture can maximize your space to the fullest. We'll help you select the right pieces to fit your lifestyle from our showroom with over 25,000 square feet of home furnishings and decor. Visit us today to discover how you can achieve a different way of living. Court and Main Furniture and Mattress in downtown Richland Center.
Make TC Auto Works your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Whether it's an oil change, tires, complex repairs, or time to purchase your next vehicle, you can trust TC Auto Works for great service and sales. You'll find a selection of quality pre-owned vehicles. See a salesperson for details. View their full inventory at tcautoworks.com. TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, 383-1700.
Celebrating the life of your loved one is a commitment all of us at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service take very seriously. I'm Nick Hodge. We have helped families since 1889 celebrate, honor, and remember the life of a loved one. Our promise to you is to provide service that allows you to be able to say goodbye while finding comfort and healing along the way. And we're available to answer your questions at any time at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet.
Reducing the risk of illness is easy with a visit to Center Pharmacy or Boscobel Pharmacy. Center and Boscobel Pharmacy are your vaccination headquarters for the flu, pneumonia, and shingles. No appointment needed. The helpful staff will have you in and out in no time, often at no charge with qualifying insurance or Medicare. Don't wait. Get protected today at Center Pharmacy on Orange Street or Boscobel Pharmacy in downtown Boscobel. The Shingrix vaccine is in stock, proven to be 90% effective for the prevention of shingles.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving Richland County and the area since 1881.
Hope you're having a great Wednesday, everybody. Certainly is a little bit easier getting outside today as temperatures have warmed about 30 degrees above yesterday's levels, thanks to a weather system sliding through the upper Midwest. This has been bringing some occasional light snow and flurries, especially to areas just to our south and east throughout the late morning, with up to a half inch reported in northern Illinois through south and southeast Wisconsin. We're likely to see a few more flakes out there through this evening. Then northwest winds will usher in drier air later tonight, clearing the skies off of bit. It'll be pretty chilly yet tomorrow, so you'll have to bundle up. We could actually drop below zero Thursday night. Then the winds swing back to the south going into Friday afternoon, pulling in milder weather once again. That'll reach its peak on Saturday, might even get just slightly above freezing, a little bit of a thaw. Not a whole lot of precipitation in the extended forecast, just some dry fronts coming through with wind shifts, and temperatures overall pretty nice for the mid part of winter. The forecast now for the rest of today, mainly cloudy, high temperature about 24, still some patchy light snow showers or flurries possible, southwest wind 7 to 15 becoming westerly. Chance of flurries early tonight, then partial clearing, low near 5 degrees, wind becoming northwest at 5 to 10. Tomorrow, sunny or partly cloudy and cool with a high of 16, northwest wind around 10. Thursday night, mostly clear and cold with a low near 4 below zero. On Friday, partly cloudy and a bit warmer, high temperature 21, small chance of flurries coming up Friday night. Saturday, partly or mostly cloudy, breezy and mild, slight chance of flurries in the morning, low at 14 with a high of 33. Sunday, mixed skies and somewhat cooler, low of 9, high of 24. Monday, partly sunny and breezy, high of 30. And Tuesday, partly sunny, breezy, and warmer yet with highs in the upper 30s. Have a good afternoon. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank strongly encourages you to remain vigilant against scams. Richland County Bank and other legitimate financial institutions will not call to verify information. Scammers are hoping to trick you into giving your personal information. Richland County Bank reminds you to never give any information unless you've initiated the call and it's to a phone number you know is correct. Don't trust caller ID. Scammers can spoof their numbers so it looks like they are calling from a particular company even when they're not. And if you get a robocall, hang up. Don't press 1 to speak to a live operator or any other key to take your number off the list. If you respond by pressing any number, it will probably just lead to more robocalls. The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, and online at richlandcountybank.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
With light snow, it's 19 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 2, Our low this morning was 0. Our high so far today, our current temperature of 19. The record high for this date was set in 2002 at 53. The record low, 26 below, was set in 1963. Last year's high was 34 with a low of 22. Sunset tonight will be at 5 o'clock, with sunrise tomorrow at 7:26. Currently in Richland Center, it's 19 degrees with northeasterly winds at 6 miles per hour. The barometer is down to 29.88, and we have received around 1/4 inch of snow so far today. It is currently light flurries and 19 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Where others have their branches, we have our roots.
Andy from Equity Livestock. Tomorrow's our feeder sale. We got some cattle here consigned. If you have any questions or consignments, feel free to go to barn at 647-6151 or Andy at 434-4023. And don't forget, we are open from 4 to 6 tonight for your convenience and open back up at 7 a.m. And hope to see you at the sale.
The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
Drilling down on food waste. A 3-part series starts today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
I'm a fix-it-yourselfer, but I also know there are times when I'm in over my head. My wife has a saying, will anything bad happen? If the answer is even maybe, then call a professional. Too many farmers have gotten hurt or killed by trying to fix a problem themselves. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthshoreProductions.com. In the last few years, since we figured out that food waste was a global problem, there doesn't seem to be very much progress in fixing it. Brian Rowe is an ag economist at The Ohio State University and also heads up a group called the OSU Food Waste Collaborative. He says the household level is where most of the food waste occurs.
If we don't right-size the purpose of the food system, which is to feed humans, if we don't right-size that demand, then the rest of the food supply chain will never really adjust. So taming what we might call excess demand at the household level for food because of waste, if we can tame that, bring it down, it then really sends a signal to the rest of the food system.
That signal, says Rowe, would be that we wouldn't need to invest as much as we do now to produce food.
And that can really have some huge sustainability and national resource implications, right? If we're no longer needing land that might be marginal, either here or abroad, that is often land that can also be used for conservation as well.
Rowe says rising food prices may lead consumers to look harder at food waste reduction, and I'll have more on that in tomorrow's show. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This farm news and market update on WRCO is sponsored in part by McFarland's of Sauk City, taking care of the biggest farm equipment to your home, garden, tractor. McFarland's, where service is a family tradition.
Some positive economic news on the farm. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
Crop margins are improving in the new year, as Brownfield's Mark Dorenkamp reports.
Minnesota corn and soybean farmer Darren Johnson says he's taken advantage of the recent market rally.
We still really are under our cost of production, but we did rally to a point where it doesn't hurt quite as bad.
He tells Brownfield the $10 billion in economic assistance passed at the end of the last congressional session will help.
For a lot of farms, that's going to pay some of the bills this year. That's going to help us garner some financing that is desperately needed.
From the Min Ag Expo in Mankato, Minnesota, Mark Dorenkamp, Brownfield.
A boost of optimism for the pork industry. Brett Barnett has more from the 2025 Iowa Pork Congress.
No doubt this industry has faced some pretty serious challenges over the last 36 months.
David Newman, Senior Vice President of Market Growth with the National Pork Board, says producers have started the year with some momentum.
I think that we've got a little tailwind right now in the markets. We just came through one of the best Q4s we've ever had in this business, where typically we see that seasonal decline.
He tells Brownfield demand for pork has picked up steam.
That was great to see, because there's nothing that I like more than knowing that our producers can be in the black and not in the red.
From Des Moines, I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
Many soybean farmers see biofuels as a major key to their sustainability. Brownfield's Jared White has more.
Illinois farmer Brady Holes says demand from the biofuels industry has been a bright spot in the down ag economy.
The biofuel industry has been expanding so much. The crush has been so important to the soybeans lately, and the biofuels are really what everybody's looking at to kind of take in the slack and start pushing those prices higher.
Steve Reinhardt, who farms in Ohio, agrees and tells Brownfield that demand is driving soybean production.
Biofuels have really pushed our producers to really accept new technologies. With those technologies, we've been able to produce more soybeans, and I think we had about a 32% increase in soybean yield since the year 2002.
Reinhardt says he's even incorporating a new cover crop into his soybean system this winter strictly for biofuels purposes.
Cover crops that we can produce for biofuel will also get a meal component out of it for livestock industry as well.
From the 2025 Clean Fuels Conference in San Diego, I'm Jared White for Brownfield.
An ag safety health professor says farmers should not forget about their health in bitter cold temperatures. Dee Jepson with Ohio State says there's an increased risk of injury.
Having a change of clothing, a change of mittens, gloves, and socks is important throughout the day.
Jepson says because farmers spend most of their time outdoors, there's an increased risk of hypothermia and frostbite. USDA reports the sale of 135,000 tons of U.S. corn to unknown destinations. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
Do weed control right the first time and deliver the knockout punch to weeds with Status Herbicide. Status Herbicide is the number one broadleaf herbicide for corn, going up against the toughest weeds in your fields. Use it as your frontline post-application in a tank mix with Zidua SC Herbicide for one heck of a knockdown that keeps HPPD-resistant weeds out for the rest of the season. Explore more at statusherbicide.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Hello everyone, it's Brian from Walsh's. It's wood cutting time, and we are your full-line steel chainsaw dealer with 26 models of steel chainsaws in both battery and gas models, with a size and price for every need and budget. Do you need a chain for your current saw? We got chains to fit all makes of saws, and for a limited time, buy one chain at regular price and get a second chain for half price, equal or lesser value. So stop in at Muscadet or Richland Center to see these and many other great products, and as always, we appreciate your business.
A slow start for direct cash cattle trade, and cash hogs are sharply higher at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade is off to a quiet start following the light business that took place on Tuesday. Live deals in the South were marked at $201. Dress business in Iowa was marked at $320. Both are fully steady with the previous week's weighted averages. Bids have resurfaced in Texas at $201 live, while the North remains quiet. Asking prices are around $202 plus live in the South, with nothing out of the North. Look for more business to develop over the balance of the week. Boxed beef is lower at midday with light demand for moderate offerings. Choice down 19 cents at $331.86. Select is $1.11 lower at $318.44. At the Ozarks Regional Stockyards in Missouri, feeder steers and heifers were $3 to $6 higher. Steer and heifer calves under 700 pounds were steady to $5 higher. The USDA says demand was good on a heavy supply. There were several large draft in the day's offerings. Feeder supply included 60% steers. Medium and large one feeder steer, 602 to 646 pounds, brought $297 to $331. And feeder heifer, 600 to 644 pounds, brought $270 to $290. Cash hogs are sharply higher at midday with very strong negotiated purchases. Demand for U.S. pork on the global market has been strong, helping provide price support. There are concerns that could be hampered in coming weeks as President Trump has signaled he'll implement 25% tariffs on Canada, Mexico, and China by February 1st. Disruption to global demand could push prices lower. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Director up 413 with a weighted average of 81.33. The Iowa, Minnesota, and the Western Corn Belt were both $4.79 higher with weighted averages of 82.09. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at midday at $55. At Illinois, slaughter sow prices are $3 higher with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $40 to $51. Barrels and gilts were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $46 to $56. And pork values were about steady at midday, down 2 cents at $90.80. Loins, bellies, and butts were all lower. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Have you been to agriamerica.com? What are you waiting for? One site, one app, one stop for 24-hour ag news and podcast. Ag news from the best reporters and podcasters, plus a steady stream of country hits for free. AgriAmerica, the place for timely, accurate, and dependable ag news. From the cab to the truck to the barn to the kitchen, AgriAmerica is ready to arm you with the knowledge you need as a farmer or rancher. Grab your smartphone and get it today. AgriAmerica.
Wilkinson Auction and Realty Company works harder to get you the top dollar for your property. The team will help you prepare your property to sell and then engage the right buyers. Wilkinson Auction and Realty has the experience and expertise to handle all aspects of the sale from listing to closing, including transferring titles and accepting wire transfers. Wilkinson Auction and Realty Company online at wilkinsonauctions.com. Call 739-4404.
Soybeans and corn are lower. Cattle and hogs are higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in soybean genetics. Leverage the extensive knowledge of their talented experts across the country. Stein has yield. Soybeans are down today on profit-taking and technical selling, along with maybe a little bit of broader market influence. There is renewed talk of a tariff on China starting February 1st, and that would have at least some impact on trade. Harvest in Brazil is slow, but the trade is still expecting a big crop at this point. March beans are a dime lower at 10.57 and a quarter. May's 8.5 lower at 10.69 and a quarter. March bean meal's up $3.70 at 3.1470. March bean oil's down 110 points at 44.67. Corn is lower. Watching Brazil's soybean harvest pace for clues on potential changes to second crop corn planting. Unknown destinations bought 136,000 tons of U.S. corn ahead of the open. March is 6 lower at 484, and May corn's down 6 and a quarter at 493 and a half. And the wheat complex is mixed. The dollar index is up, but well below the recent highs, and winter kill concerns are starting to ease in parts of the Midwest and Plains. Just about 40% of Russia's crop is in poor condition with ongoing talk of cold weather damage there. March Chicago's 4 1/4 lower at 554 1/2. March Kansas City's down 3/4 at 574 3/4. March Minneapolis is up a penny at 605 1/2. Cattle are sharply higher, expecting another round of at least steady direct business this week. We did see some steady live trade yesterday. February live's up 282 at 199.87. April's 225 higher at 199.57. March feeders are up $6.10, 273.35. And hogs are back to higher on these steady to sharply higher cash and spillover from cattle. February's up 12 at 81.32, and April leans 22 higher at 86.92. The dollar's firm, crude oil's weak. Brownfield.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plain. This crazy weather makes keeping our shelves stocked with the things you need tough, especially when it seems like so many products come on a slow boat from overseas. But hey, that's what we do. We receive orders from dozens of vendors every week. That means we can better manage our inventory and can stock up for snowy, super cold, or even icy weather. We do the ordering, not a giant server in another state. That also means special orders are a breeze. We order specialty items all the time, from light bulbs to repair parts for your faucets or even a dozen padlocks that are all keyed the same. Fixing in the winter is not fun, especially outdoors, but the crew at Aiders is here to help. So for friendly service and good advice, stop by Aiders, your great big store with small town smiles.
An essential ingredient for snacks. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. Wheat is an essential ingredient in one of your favorite snacks, crackers. It provides structure, texture, and flavor. And depending on the type of flour used, whether it's all-purpose or whole wheat, those properties are crucial to the crunch and the taste of crackers. Samantha Oberney with the Nebraska Wheat Board says she didn't realize what went into cracker making prior to her recent visit to Portland, Oregon, with other members of Nebraska's wheat industry.
They're kind of layered like a croissant is, but then pressed together so like the air can't escape and like holes are punched into them. So just the science background of baking with wheat was really eye-opening and cool to kind of see. It's definitely going to make me think and such when I bake or use wheat in the future.
Wheat production in the United States has changed dramatically. In the 1950s, wheat was planted on around 80 million acres annually. By 2020, the number had dropped to anywhere between 45 and 50 million acres. While production has changed dramatically, the U.S. does remain a major player in the global wheat market. I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
Wisconsin's forest landowners cut timber from their land for a variety of reasons. The timber is mature. Some plan a harvest as part of their management plan. For others, the harvest may be a salvage operation in response to an unexpected natural disaster, such as a fire or windstorm. Landowners have trusted Meister Log & Lumber since 1936. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber at 608-434-4413 today.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. President Trump's birthright citizenship executive order faces its first legal test in a Seattle courtroom tomorrow. The order tries to impose conditions on granting citizenship to babies born in the U.S. Washington State Attorney General Nick Brown.
It is not my hope to challenge every single thing. You know, the president has broad scope and power. That is his right as elected president. But when it violates the law and harms Washingtonians, we will not shy from bringing a new case.
More than 20 states and several lawsuits are challenging the president's